It was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome to this edition of Old Kentucky Tales, the only podcast that solemnly swears that none of its participants have ever tried to replace meat with cottage cheese. Today's title is Lima Bean Cheese Loaves, World War II Rationing Recipes. I am your host, Brent Taylor, Assistant Professor of History at West Kentucky Community and Technical College. And with me is the man who says that bad speeches are just like leeches, because they really suck. He is an Associate Professor of Communication at WKCTC, Jason Donner.
Brent, now that's, come on.
You've told your students that before, haven't you?
I told them that they suck? No, I have not. I have not said that.
I thought that's what speech teachers did.
It's more of a feeling. Yeah. Well, I'd put it in a more dignified manner than that, though.
Please improve.
That word. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Shows improvement. Needs improvement.
Oh, okay. There it is.
There you go.
That's very textbook. I think so. In this episode of Old Kentucky Tales, the main event will be like a weird crossbreed between Rachel Ray and Fear Factor, taking a look at World War II rationing recipes. We will also hear reactions to the show from the Old Kentucky voicemails. And along the way, don't forget to support the fake history sponsors who support Old Kentucky Tales. The products are real, only the sponsorship is fake.
Prepare yourself for the big new look of Motorola TV. Here at Big Ed's Televisions and Stuff, we're featuring the all-new 21-inch mahogany finish console, only from Motorola. Built-in UHF and VHF antenna, also available in blonde. Prepare yourself for the future.
That was blonde, by the way. Blonde. That was
blonde.
In the ad. Meaning, blonde. I guess, yeah. A lighter tan color of the console.
Yeah, so mahogany and blonde. So are you a mahogany man or a blonde man?
Blonde. We'll say blonde.
Yeah, but me too.
Didn't that TV commercial make you want to buy an all-new Ram Tough Dodge?
I think
Ram.
It could make me buy several things.
It sounded like a truck commercial, I thought. I wanted the new Ford F-150.
It did. And this thing, it's got so many things about it. The 21-inch screen is the big look.
Oh, too big.
I mean,
you have to build a bigger house so you can sit further back.
It's an extended area 21-inch screen, it says. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can imagine how small it was before,
you can see
right?
people's faces on TV even with that thing. You can make out what they are saying.
You would have a crack at it. It might still be fuzzy and be flipping five different directions and all that.
It's funny, though. Like
how far away you were from the signal.
Yeah, 21 inches. That's nothing.
Yeah, it is. The thing I thought was the very funniest, though, is at the very bottom in the fine print, it says that UHF is optional and extra. So they're only going to sell you VHF. They're only going to sell you half the channels.
Yeah. You can have the TV, just no reception.
Yeah, but if you want all the rest of the channels, you got to pay extra.
That's right. Oh, you don't know how any of that works. What does that mean anyway?
What,
VHF
UHF
and UHF?
They are very high frequency and ultra high frequency.
Well, that sounds believable.
That's what they are. But they're so the two different knobs on the TV.
Right, like FM and AM, just like the same thing.
That's exactly it. But
sure.
21-inch big look television.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they're sponsoring the show.
I can't even look at a TV if it's not like 46 inches at least.
Oh, yeah. Like the 32 ones seem so small anymore.
Yeah.
And that's
I got that in my car.
Yeah, it's
up
there by the dashboard.
I just put a 32-inch. Yes.
I think that's right. That and a clutch, right? So did you have to put them both in together at the same time?
Just go for it. Just send me the bill.
Yeah. So then.
Don't watch TV while you're driving, by the way. Do it at stoplights.
Where it's safe.
Right.
Yeah. Safe television car watching. That's it.
I'll be quiet now, Brent.
No, you don't have to be quiet because we're going to hear some reactions to the show. Let's go to the voicemails.
Thanks for calling Old Kentucky Tales. For English, press 1.
Para español, marque 2 ahora.
For old-timely Kentucky talk, dial 3 on your rotary phone right now, y'all.
Your call is important to us. All of our historians, speech critiquers, and producers are currently unavailable. If you know your party's 4-digit extension number, you may dial now. For all other inquiries and comments, stay on the line and leave a message after the tone.
A salute, no disrespect, and other things you might hear me say in the movies. But basically, it's actually pretty good. And it's not good. Well, I kind of lost my accent there for a minute. Some words are harder than others, you know what I mean? This has been Vinny. Don't call me back.
Go, Brent. I'm waiting for your response.
I'm not sure exactly what that was all about. Did he call the right place?
Yeah, he likes it.
Okay.
And yet he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
Like, sorry, but not sorry.
Right. Kind of. He's trying to be nice about it.
Okay.
Sounded a little bit like the Fonz sometimes.
Okay, like a little passive.
Sometimes like a cartoon.
Aggressive, backhanded compliment, right, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do that from time to time. I suppose it was bound to happen at some point that we...
In my head, it sounded completely different than my own voice.
Of course it did.
But just now, it sounds a lot like me trying to talk like the Fonz.
No, it's just an unusual coincidence, I'm sure. And now, for the moment we've all been waiting for.
The main event.
Round one.
All right, Jason.
You said, like, something about fear factor, which means, eating gross things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's going to be some things in here. Because we are stretching materials.
Right.
The whole idea
Stretching materials, all right. Like
in
your
every
ideas
way,
for this show.
Every right. way the materials are being
but
stretched.
But we're not going to actually eat anything on the podcast, right?
No, we don't have to. We only have to imagine today.
Someday we should do imagine. That. We should just eat food and see if we can guess what we're eating.
Ooh, different types of Kentucky barbecue or
sure.
some such thing.
Is it
okay.
spicy? Let me guess by how it sounds.
That might be an interesting episode.
Yeah. Actually eat on the air. What people love to hear right in their ear
is some chewing
and smacking.
And slurping.
Right.
All those sounds are fun by themselves, aren't they? Yeah,
you can listen to it over and over again with this thing.
Yeah, podcast, right? Download, keep it forever. We are ready for some World War II era rationing recipes. And we have chosen as a source for this, it appears to be a syndicated column of some sort that was appearing in Kentucky newspapers called Household Memos by Lynn Chambers. And she's going to tell you how to do more with other kinds of foods that aren't rationed. This is going to be how we stretch our meals and stretch our rationing points. For example, Lynn says, when you run low on stamps for processed foods, be sure to find fresh ones to substitute. To extend a processed food, use it with a fresh seasonal food. So we are stretching all of this stuff out.
Wouldn't you do that anyway? I mean, what do they mean, fresh food?
They're meaning things like victory gardens.
Okay.
So one thing you're supposed to do to help win World War II is go out and raise a big garden.
Okay, so what they're getting at is, rather than we can't buy all this, more people need to start growing their own thing.
Yeah, or you can take what you are being rationed, certain types of meat, for example.
Right.
And you put it into, say, a casserole with all these other ingredients where you have ration points left over.
Right, aren't so hard
like
to get. Yeah.
And
vegetables,
then this maybe. Way you're making it last, that you're not going to blow it all and then have nothing to eat for a month
right.
until the next rationing comes along.
Have meat once a month.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's where this is coming from. We're trying to win the war by saving food. Just like in World War I, World War II is indeed the sequel to World War I, and you just do everything bigger and better in World War II.
So what about this loaf?
Well, we're going to get to
loaf?
That loaf. We've got loaves galore.
Yeah.
The first thing we've got on our menu today, in our imaginary menu, is potato burgers. This serves 6, and you're going to take 1 pound of hamburger, 2 cups of coarsely grated raw potato— So you'll take the cheese grater, I guess, and grate the potato out, kind of like a hash brown.
Yes.
A quarter cup of onion, coarsely grated. So that'll be a fresh grated onion. Not my personal favorite. 1.5 teaspoons of salt, a quarter teaspoon of pepper, and a half a cup of fat.
Just fat.
Just a half a cup of fat.
It doesn't.
And you slap that indicate, bad boy in there.
Right. Just fat.
Yeah. And we're going to combine all those ingredients, mixing well. We'll shape into patties and fry in hot fat.
Right.
I just don't. That just fat. Sounds so bizarre, right, to fry it in hot fat.
Yeah.
Until well browned all over.
Well, I don't know. This doesn't sound too bad. It sounds like a French fry with a hamburger.
Yeah.
Hamburger with a French fry inside of it.
Yeah. I could see maybe Hardee's trying this
yeah.
as one of those gimmick burgers that right. they've
got. It's a gimmick. Potato burger.
Yeah. And you'll try it limited time only because you won't want to buy it 4 months from now.
Right.
Or it's like the Red Zeppelin. Have you heard of that bad boy?
No. A hamburger?
It's a hamburger, limited time only, where at Just Hamburgers, they got together with Red's Donuts, and they slapped
thing.
A donut on
yes.
top of the burger.
Is that what that's called?
The Red Zeppelin? Yeah,
yeah,
that's what that's called.
Okay. So they got a hamburger with a donut on the top and a mm-hmm. donut on the bottom.
So, they're stretching it out
and
with
people,
the donut.
Oh, man. Maybe it's good. I don't know.
It could be good.
I usually want chocolate icing on my hamburger.
I don't know. I haven't tried it.
This was popular, though, because they were like getting in the way.
They were stopping traffic.
It was that popular.
Down there by Tillman,
yeah, pulling up in the drive-thru.
Yeah, they sure were. So, I mean, I can buy this one as kind of a gimmick burger. I could. So, the next stop on our imaginary menu is Rosie Rounds. That sounds pretty delectable, right? Rosie Rounds?
What is that, like a potato?
Serves 4 to 6. It starts with the fat. Number one ingredient, 2 tablespoons of fat.
Fat, yeah.
And then you got a quarter cup minced onion. 5 to 6 Frankfurters. That's hot dogs for people scoring along at home. They were invented in Frankfurt, Germany. And we used to call them Frankfurters. So ground, it says. Ground Frankfurters.
It's funny to think that people say that.
Have you ever had ground Frankfurters?
Actually, no.
I haven't
just
either.
Just to grind one of those things up?
No,
yeah.
I haven't either. Half a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, however you say that, right?
That's okay.
Worcestershire
Nobody
sauce?
Nobody can do that.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yes.
That's it. Salt and pepper, just to taste. Biscuit dough.
Uh-huh.
1 cup of medium white sauce.
Right.
Doesn't say. Is that a cheese? Maybe a white cheese, a butter of some sort? I don't know.
I don't know. And yeah. You mean the sauce, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then 1 teaspoon of dry mustard. I've never seen dry mustard before.
Yeah.
Have you?
It's a plant. I mean, it's a spice. It is a spice, actually.
Oh, so just a mustard spice.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, the seeds.
Okay.
Then you melt fat.
Yeah, we're going to melt the fat. That's the number one thing.
So
add the onion.
So making like a little patty here? What are we doing?
A fat patty. Yeah. A fatty. They call it
yes.
a fatty.
Rosie Rounds.
Rosie Round fatties. You add an onion and frankfurters to the melted fat. Oh, cook until lightly browned, stirring often.
Yeah.
Then we add the other stuff. Then we prepare the biscuit dough as follows. We sift together. And then you mix it to a soft dough there with a little bit of milk. It says, we will roll the dough into a rectangle 1/4 inch thick, cover with meat mixture. I don't know about calling it meat mixture. That is not the most appetizing thing. Roll up in jelly roll fashion, cut into 1.5 inch slices, place in the baking pan and bake in a very hot oven, 450 at 15 minutes.
Right.
That is hot.
So you're making like a doughy, oniony hot dog burger is what it is.
Yeah. I was sort of thinking pig in the blanket.
Yeah.
Like if you just completely annihilated the pig.
Right. Pretend that the hot dog was a naturally existing meat and then grind it up like hamburger and then eat it like a hamburger.
That's pretty much the Rosie Rounds.
Yeah.
What do you think? Could you eat a Rosie Round?
No, I wouldn't ever eat this. It sounds terrible.
I think if I could throw the onion out of it, I might give it a go.
What do you got against onions? That's twice.
I've got everything
That's
against
twice.
Onions. That's twice. I cannot go
but
down
But it's an ingredient. People love it.
It's an ingredient in everything, which
right.
is really unfortunate for me. because everywhere I go, there's an onion at every turn. So lasagna, peas.
We're going to get an onion in here as a special guest. Just and you're going to change your ways. Yes,
that's true. Yeah, I'm just bigoted against yes. the onion. That's probably right.
So you don't like anything? Green onion? Nothing?
I can sort of do a Vidalia onion.
Okay.
I that's the closest I can get.
Oh, that's just a made-up word.
It's not even a real onion. It's a green bean. We have a lima bean cheese loaf that I thought you might be interested in trying.
Hate lima beans.
Do you really?
Yeah. Who would?
I'm okay like with them. I mean, I can't say that I love
them. That little
them or
like
anything.
Light green thing.
Yeah, that's it. It kind of looks like a kidney shaped right. bean sort of deal. Yeah, that's them. Two cups of cooked dried lima beans pureed. If you pureed the lima beans, do you think you could eat it then? Because you wouldn't be like a bean.
Maybe if I were a baby, I would eat it.
Yeah, it is like baby food, isn't it? Pureed lima beans. I think I've seen that at the store. 1 cup of cracker crumbs, 2 tablespoons melted butter, chopped green pepper, another onion, minced this time. Doesn't matter, minced, chopped. Not for me.
Yeah.
Then you've got some ham, some ground ham, 2 tablespoons of parsley, 1/2 cup American cheese that's shredded, and some milk.
Right.
And we're going to bake this thing up.
It's mostly
like
lima beans,
casserole.
Though.
It's just about all lima beans.
Right. It's 1/4 cup of ham. That's not that much.
No, you're kind of tricking yourself. But that's rationing.
That's what they're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
And it approximates the food that you used to eat.
That's it. Or you just, you get a ham taste. You get a taste for the ham there.
Right.
And then
you get a sense of it.
It's sort of like you had ham.
Right.
That's rationing. Cottage cheese spread is next on the list. I think you've already told me you wouldn't eat this.
Well, what they don't know is it's got peanuts in it.
Oh, 1 cup well-seasoned. What is that anyway? A well-seasoned cottage cheese. What's that compared to like a not well-seasoned?
I don't know.
Cottage. Are you supposed to leave it out or what are you doing there?
Cottage cheese, peanuts, and mayo.
Oh, just about had my gag reflex go. I was printing this out for the show, and I looked at that and imagined it, and I thought, ugh.
So what are they trying to stretch here? The peanuts? What is this?
I guess this is just another. Maybe you like chicken salad sandwiches or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
or a ham salad sandwich, and it's a rationed meat, and so this is sort of like
it's
pimento cheese sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like pimento cheese. Terrible.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's another one. How about kidney stew? Could you do kidney stew? 2 beef kidneys.
No.
You're already out. The first ingredient?
Well, we probably shouldn't be eating kidneys. I think I talked about liver before.
Oh, we've mentioned liver before.
I don't see like that big delicious cow why we have to include.
Yeah, there's so many good parts.
So many parts there.
The kidney.
Right.
That's true.
That's the last thing anyway. Go ahead.
1/2 cup of flour, 3 tablespoons
drippings.
Of drippings. It doesn't say what type of drippings. Beef
coming
drippings.
Out of that kidney.
Yeah, beef drippings. Salt and pepper.
Do you know
pepper.
What the kidney does, Brent?
Oh, it's the filter. It's nature's
filter. Let's eat it.
That would be true. 4 cups of water. What a bad base for a stew anyway, just water. Rosemary, dried celery leaves, carrots, onions, potato, 1 cup each.
Kidney stew. Yeah. I guess, though, like you said, we're rationing, so we're down to the entrails of the cow.
We are, and a lot of those entrails are non-rationed, so you can actually get as
many
of
course.
Them as you want.
I can get all the kidneys I can stand. Give me that pancreas.
All you care to eat, pancreas?
Right.
Yeah. So then, you're really going to love our final recipe, which is baked stuffed heart. Serve 6.
Yes, there you go again.
You start off with a 3 to 4 pound beef heart, 2 slices of bacon. Hey, if you wrap it in bacon,
right?
I think I'm on board with this.
Well, at the heart, at least, is like a muscle. It's not like a cleaning mechanism like with bile and liver-type kidney things. The heart, at least, is like red meat, I assume.
Still some sort of thing like that.
Okay.
Okay. You get a cup of fine breadcrumbs, some poultry seasoning, a small onion, salt and pepper to taste, flour for dredging, and fat for browning.
The way you read these things, people might listen to this and go, I want to do that.
I want that recipe. A baked stuffed heart this afternoon. I think so.
You're selling it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flour for dredging.
Flour for
That's what I do.
Yeah. You can make a gravy for it, it says, if desired. Put a little gravy on there.
Uh-huh.
So you got bacon and gravy. What could go wrong?
Is that it?
No.
No more disgusting foods?
We've got to pay some bills.
Oh, good.
And we're going to pay bills with the Elks Fair Parade. The Winter & Company's float is advertising for the parade in August 19th. And it will undoubtedly be a memorable event in Maysville history. Maysville merchants are all busy preparing surprises for the Elks Industrial Parade. All former efforts eclipsed. One continuous enchanting pageant of novel and entertaining ideas in artistic float decoration emblematic of Maysville's industries. Lest ye forget, we ask you to look for our float. So many beautiful designs will attract your attention that we fear you will overlook your furniture float. We promise something novel and up-to-date and worthy of your attention. Please look us up. Winter and Company.
All right, so let's get this straight. This company is advertising the parade that will
its
be
float
so
in the parade.
Great.
Yes.
That it's going to blow away all the previous parades.
Correct.
Yet, don't get too blown away because you need to notice our furniture float.
Yeah, and they're worried that the other companies have a better float than they do.
Yeah, they're saying.
So they're saying, like this
there's
float.
There's a parade.
This float's not so great.
Right.
But please look at it while you're looking at all the other awesome floats.
Yes, make sure you still look at the furniture float no matter what else you see.
Yeah, yeah, advertising their float. I've never seen anything like that. 1903. Yeah. I don't know if that just tells us something about 1903.
Language that they use.
That's true. That is 100% true. And now, Jason, the big moment for you, which is the takeaway. Out of all these recipes and televisions and furniture floats, what stood out to you?
No sound effect?
No, those things are
just
the last
episode. Oh, that was the last time. Okay. I was waiting for it.
Nope.
Well, and we've talked about this maybe before on other times when we talked about food, but we can't really relate to those days where, like, food literally is being rationed because you do not have access to it. And we have to share what we do have because we're all collectively working together in this war effort.
That would be hard.
Right.
You're so used to, I feel like tacos.
Right.
Or I feel like pizza. Or I feel like a cheeseburger. You can get anything you want anytime. You can get it five times a day.
Yeah, right. We're just not used to that. And that whole generation of people are just increasingly smaller. But, can get anything we want.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a perfect kind of thing to think about of this. We have now turned to the final page of this chapter, but never fear, Old Kentucky Tales never fails to return. You can download even more episodes on iTunes or the NPR One app. If you like what you hear, please leave a review or rate us. If you did not like what you heard, you got grossed out way back.
Fat, Brent.
Warm your fat. Melting the fat.
Yeah.
Special thanks to our producer, Todd Birdsong, the Paducah School of Art and Design, WKMS, and the rest is history.